Angel 95, Jerry Q with you here, and another Kingdom Factor Day, and Mark Queen's with me, but we have a special guest. Mark, I'm going to let you tell us who's with us today.
Well, I'm excited to have Stephanie Carlin with us today. We're going to let her introduce her company, but I go back quite a ways with Stephanie and know her family, know her company, how she has served the kingdom and what she does professionally, and have been really proud to be able to collaborate with her in the past. Certainly look forward to continued collaborations in the future, and know that the wisdom that we're going to be sharing about her company, what she does, and how that's important to entrepreneurs. That, you know, we go back, we say often, Jerry, that just because you're an entrepreneur, you don't have to do it by yourself, right?
Right.
Well, Stephanie is going to bring her value and share her story today to think that when you need somebody like Stephanie, this is not a realm that you want to do by yourself. You need a real expert like Stephanie to come in with that. So I think what we can do today, Jerry, is we'll just turn it over to you and let you kind of have a dialogue and let Stephanie tell you what her business and her company is all about.
All right. Well, I understand you're the owner of C5. Tell me what C5 is and a little bit of the history there.
Sure. C5 Business Advisors is a boutique valuation and consulting firm. I am based out of Salina, Kansas. I founded the company in 2020 with a mission to help business owners understand and grow the value of their business beyond the numbers so they can move forward in their pursuit with success and significance.
And how did
we provide? We provide business valuation services, ownership transition services, business advisory, and I have a member of my team that also provides some executive coaching.
Kind of give us a history of how you've developed the company and professionally how you've grown throughout the years.
I'm going to go a little bit further back to when I founded the first company. I was 29 years old, pregnant with my first child, and I had started my career in public accounting. But as my husband and I were getting ready to, you know, start our family, I knew that I wanted a little bit more work-life balance. Little did I know how hard I would work as an entrepreneur and how much faith I needed to rely on for things that were out of my control. And as we all know, most everything is out of our control. So I founded that first company with a partner, and we grew it over 12 years. And we sold the company to a larger firm based out of Chicago in 2019. And we genuinely thought that this would enable us to provide a higher level of service, kind of by outsourcing, so to speak, some back office responsibilities, which a larger firm could absorb, freeing my partner and I up to really continue to focus how we can help our clients. But the reality of it is that I think I was born with an entrepreneurial spirit. And what I liked about being an entrepreneur was the variety that came with the day-to-day of creating a business that adds value to others. And apparently my entrepreneurial drive might not have been accepted very well in the firm that we sold to, because within 3 years, I found myself in a really hard spot. I found myself unemployed. I found myself without a purpose, without a vision, without clients, and a 2-year non-compete. And so really through that experience that I did not plan on, out of, you know, sheer loss and panic and truly not knowing what to do, I honestly fell to my knees and asked God for guidance. And it became immediately clear for me during that time. And Mark, I remember a call between us, and I don't even think I could get through the conversation because I was so overcome with emotion during that time. But I felt God just tell me that, you know, you need to take a breath, give yourself 40 days. 40 days to dive into my word, listen to me, and I will reveal the plans that I have for you. And if anyone knows me at all, they know I am not a patient person. And so that was hard for me to really just stay in the word, just wait on him. And I was getting offers, you know, to join other companies during that time, which would have made, you know, some immediate sense financially for me to do. But I made a promise to God that I wouldn't make any decisions in that 40 days. And during that time, I began a Bible study about moving forward. And it was honestly through that Bible study that God revealed the five C's to me that my company is kind of named after. And it just resonated so deeply on this personal level about how a person, regardless of their situation, personally or professionally, before they can honestly move forward with whatever it is, you know, that they're needing to move forward on, they first have to gain, they first have to assess their capacity. And for me during that time, it was, do I have the emotional capacity, the financial capacity, mental capacity? I mean, I was kind of a mess. And so I knew that I needed to create some capacity within myself in order for me to gain clarity on what it is I was supposed to do next. And then once that clarity kind of appeared, then it was having the courage to take that leap. And for me, it was starting C5 Business Advisors. And once I committed to starting C5 and helping clients in the way that I know that I can, then it's about just being consistent with, you know, starting my day in the Word. Consistent with making sure that I'm in a good space to offer 100% to my clients when I'm with them and when I'm working on a project for them. And that consistency has just proven to be, the whole company has proven to be a blessing to me and my family and my clients beyond what I could have imagined 5 years ago.
Yeah. So, you know, it's obvious to our listeners that they're going to see, or they're going to hear, that your faith is a component of your company. And that's, I think, a very big challenge. I mean, that's why we do what we do here at CoreScore, is to help entrepreneurs find a way to really have a kingdom impact. So it's obvious that that's at play right now in your work. But can you talk to us about what's been your faith journey prior to becoming the entrepreneur?
You know, I think like many of us, I grew up in the church, I went to, you know, Catholic school and I attended church and I went through the motions, but it wasn't until actually my church asked my husband and I to lead a 4-year Bible study class for a group of fourth graders. And so we would stay with them. And I remember when approached, I said, I don't know anything about the Bible. I didn't grow up knowing that I could read and quote unquote interpret the Bible myself. I grew up believing or being told that I needed someone with a higher appointing to interpret the Bible for me, to tell me what they needed, that they thought that I needed to know. But through that process of kind of being asked and taking the leap to teach this Bible study class, I just gained a whole new insight into the concept of, you know, God is my friend. He's not this almighty being that I can't approach personally. He's my friend, and yes, he wants me in his Word, and he wants to talk to me personally and guide me personally. And that was the beginning of a significant transformation in my faith. And honestly, it was just about 10 years ago. So even though I've, you know, been a lifelong goer, you know, attending church, I would say that my faith really went a lot deeper when I had that revelation of having a personal relationship with Christ. And it all started teaching a bunch of fourth graders. And again, through that process and just having my eyes open wide to what the Bible says, I've just been on this personal journey since then, growing in my faith and putting myself out there in ways that might have been considered taboo in my, you know, previous years. But what's been really fun for me and truly a blessing is that I found that when I am more open with my faith with others, it attracts other like-minded people. And those that you might, you know, in business especially, it's, you know, we've been kind of taught that we, you know, kind of have to keep business separate from religion. But what I found with my new confidence in the word and confidence in Christ, that when I put myself out there as a true Christ follower, other clients, other people that I run across, they're, you know, they connect with that too. And so I've seen that, you know, not only my business, but also my friendships have grown when I put Christ first, you know, and let people know that.
That is, I think that's a very common thing that develops for people, because our faith is in fact a journey, and it's going to have highs and lows. It's going to have turns and twists. And I can hear your transition personally. And how does that, do you see that it's transitioned inside of your professional life as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, not only am I, you know, meeting more like-minded people in our faith, but the sense of peace, the sense of calm that I have when I truly do, you know, hand over those burdens to Christ. It's a daily, I have to remind myself every day. I think there's not a business owner, entrepreneur out there that doesn't get stressed or have more on their plate than they know what to do with. But my approach to those situations is so much different now. And I don't wallow in that pressure because I do hand those burdens over to Christ. And then I just trust that he's going to look after, you know, me and my family and my business and my clients and my friends and all those that I care about.
You know, I think your story has three distinct professional areas that I've heard you talk about. You talked about the company prior to the sale. Then you talked about, let's just call it Chicago, and now you've got C5. So how did your faith play through those three different phases?
Well, you know, when I started my first company, again, I was 29 years old and I was very family focused. I did not seek the Lord's guidance during that time. And I think that any, you know, the success that we had was, you know, in large part due to just grit and determination. You know, I work really hard and I can almost, you know, will things into being, or at least I thought that I did at the time. And then making this transition to Chicago, I genuinely thought it was in the best interest of me and my partner and our clients. Did not seek the Lord's guidance in that. It just seemed like the thing to do. And, you know, then less than 3 years later when they fired me and I was without a company, without a job, without clients and all those things, again, I just had to fall to my knees and be like, okay, clearly the way that I thought things should work out are not working out, Lord, and I don't know what to do. And so I was really, really prayerful in how I was going to move forward from that traumatic experience. Honestly, it was the worst thing that I'd ever gone through, was just being fired, honestly. And so listening to God and taking my time and not just rushing through things that I had historically done, being mindful of it's, all on his time frame, not mine. And so, because I waited on him, I listened to him, I truly put my trust in him. And then looking back now that, wow, things are so much better than I could have ever imagined. I'm just so grateful for that every single day. And that is just another, you know, area of my life that, you know, I feel that God was very much present in. And I have all of this because of him. And my faith in him is what has kept me going during those tough times. But also, when I express my gratitude, I know it's all because of him.
How did you meet Mark of CoreScore and the Kingdom Factor model?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. And Mark, I've been racking my brain and I don't remember how we ran across each other because I feel like I've known you my entire life.
Well, guess what? I didn't rack my brain to think about this at all, and I don't recall either.
I mean, through business, and I don't know what connection, but honestly, I mean, I feel like I've known Mark my entire life, and I mean, not only has he been a great mentor and friend to me, but he has been someone that through the years, you know, we've been able to share our faith with each other and someone that I just know that truly is praying for me, when I need those prayers. And so, yeah, I'm not sure how we got connected, but I thank God every day that we did. And again, just thank you for thinking of me and inviting me to participate today. It's been a lot of fun, but it also, again, just gave me these few moments to reflect on what I think all of us are just trying to do, which is to live up to what God's plan is for us and to give him the glory. So thank you for creating this podcast, Mark, and helping other entrepreneurs. And here's to furthering God's kingdom through business.
Awesome. I want to thank you also, Stephanie, for being my guest today here. And we will get you back for a Kingdom Factor here. It's on the radio, and also you can listen to these broadcasts because we're at angel95fm.com, angel95fm.com, and just there's a link on there for Kingdom Factor, and you can hear all our interviews, not just this one, but any of the ones we've done there on that site. So angel95fm.com. And Stephanie, we'll talk soon. Appreciate you visiting with us today.
Thank you both, gentlemen. May God bless you.